The year was 1969, December, just before the holidays. King Crimson's debut album, In the Court of the Crimson King, had just been released. This five-song, 43-minute, and 50-second collection disrupted everyone's notion of not only rock and roll, but of all music. The world had been changed. Rolling Stone magazine called it a surreal work of force and originality. Nothing has been the same since then. I was a mere 2 years old, and would be three in a few months. We were out for a fancy dinner in Madison, New Jersey, at the legendary Widow Brown restaurant on Main Street, on a strip outside of downtown near the city limits close to our home of Chatham. It wasn't too far from the new public library that had just opened earlier that year, a venue where I would later witness the film masterpiece, Toby Tyler. A wonderful jazz band played as we dined in holiday splendor. Red Mascara's I'm From New Jersey and Deep in the Heart of Jersey were among the crowd pleasers that night, and both appeared on the local top 40 charts. After an hour or so, the band took a break. I realized that this was my chance. I raced up to the stage and began belting out my own rendition of the 1857 number one hit Jingle Bells. The band immediately saw star potential and swiftly returned to their places on stage and accompanied me all the way until One Horse Open Sleigh. A star was born that night, and the rest is history. That star was Floyd Vivino, an 18-year-old piano player from Paterson, New Jersey. He went on to New Jersey television fame as Uncle Floyd, the Uncle Floyd that we all know today. Looney Skip Rooney was waiting tables that night, and he too found his calling as Uncle Floyd's extroverted sidekick. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. My name is Mark Robinson.